You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Coming up on the 19th of August, Te Tuhi will be opening up six new exhibitions in their gallery space in Pakaranga. For a quick run through of each of the exhibitions, I had a yarn with Te Tuhi's communications and program director, Elena Kavka, about what's coming up.
So my name is Elena. I am the communications and program coordinator at Te Tuhi.
So I guess just to start, you guys have six new exhibitions opening up next Saturday, the 19th of August. Just to start, why have you decided to put all of these exhibitions together?
We have a number of different exhibition spaces across Te Tuhi. So we have our galleries, which have essentially three distinct exhibition spaces within them. And then we have our project wall, which is inside the Te Tuhi building. We then have our speaker space outside the entrance of Te Tuhi. And then we have our billboards as well, which are on Reeves Road and then at Parnell Station. So we have all of these spaces to our disposal, essentially. So we thought, fill them up.
So I suppose the first exhibition that we could talk about would be Logic Paralyzes the Heart by Lynn Hirschman Lesson from the United States. What can you tell me about this?
So Logic Paralyzes the Heart is by Lynn Hirschman Leeson, who is a pioneering media artist, and it's a multimedia installation. It features a wallpaper that's made up of the faces of, and I put scare quotes, missing people that have been generated by AI. And it's also a video work that features a cyborg woman reflecting on her life also as AI. So it's this really interesting kind of question about the distinction between human and non-human identity and authenticity, and essentially just a commentary on surveillance, big tech, and how we relate to our own humanness as AI becomes more sophisticated.
And kind of within a similar theme is REM Sleep by Xia and Zhao from Taiwan. What can you tell me about this one?
So this is also a video work. This is a three-channel work, and it's from 2011. And for this work, Xia and Zhao invited 18 migrant workers in Taiwan to recount their dreams in front of the camera. And it was made in response to Taiwan's 1994 Go South policy, which was initiated as a means to disinvest in mainland China and bolster Taiwanese independence by bringing in migrant laborers from Thailand, Vietnam, Philippines, and Indonesia. And a consequence of this was kind of poor working conditions and discrimination for these workers. So the film is sort of a challenge to these conditions and sort of mainstream conservative ideologies in Taiwan. But it also highlights the kind of struggles of migrant workers globally.
And bringing it more locally with the artists that we have Bodies of Water, Made of Land by Benjamin Warwick and Harrison Freeth from Aotearoa New Zealand and Tonga. What can you tell me about this one?
This is a new installation by, you say, Harrison Freeth and Benjamin Warwick, who are both based in Tamaki Makaurau. And for this installation, they're both drawing on their shared Tongan and Palangi heritage. So they're using iconography from both of these cultures to explore the way that histories of migration result in these crossings or these layerings of time, space, and stories, which they also describe through the concepts of Va and Ta.
Coming up next, we have 7714 Views by Catherine Griffiths, also based in Aotearoa, New Zealand.
Yes, correct. So Catherine is an artist, designer, and topographer. And for this work, she's taken a typographic drawing, which is the seventh drawing in a set of typographic drawings, and because it's the seventh, it's the blackest weight in the set, and she's enlarged it to the scale of a wall, our project wall in the Te Tuhi foyer, essentially rendering it completely abstract, so it's no longer recognizable as type form. So it takes this kind of architectural quality as opposed to being recognized as letters, which is quite an interesting kind of graphic exercise.
Still remaining in Aotearoa, but also kind of going back to the East Asian side of things with Mirror 3 by Noel Meek from Aotearoa and Yang Jun from China. What can you tell me about this one?
Yeah, this is a collaborative sound work by Noel Meek and Yang Jun. So Noel Meek is based in Aotearoa and Yang Jun is based in Beijing. And they've both produced sound works in response to their own environment. And neither of them hear each other's work until they're mixed and put together. So it's a work in which these sounds, very site-specific sounds, kind of find new relationships once they're combined in the final product.
And lastly, we have Peripheral Vision by Sean Waugh from Aotearoa. What can you tell me about this one?
Yeah, Peripheral Vision is on our billboards on Reeves Road, right outside Te Tuhi, and on our billboards at Panel Station. And for this work, Sean Waugh spent some time in the surroundings around Te Tuhi, kind of collecting images, which he then builds into these abstract environments using this process called focus stacking.
So all of these exhibitions will be opening up next Saturday, the 19th of August, from 4 p.m. and go on until late October. What can people expect at the opening?
Yeah, so the opening begins at 4, and it will begin with a performance by Noel Meek and two of his collaborators, Sean Martin Buss, who he's been working with for some time, and Jess Robinson. So that will be going on at 4 as people come to the opening right outside Te Tuhi.
That was Te Tuhi's Communications and Program Coordinator, Elena Kavka, talking about the gallery's upcoming exhibitions.
That was a 95BFM podcast. Support 95BFM with a B-card. Go to 95BFM.com/signup.